You can almost set your watch to it. COVID cases appear in one part of a city and state borders are slammed shut in almost every other part of the country. And once again, with COVID, timing is everything. School holidays in New South Wales start this Friday afternoon, meaning travel plans for hundreds of thousands of families have been thrown into utter chaos. I was interested today that the internet search interest for "Is Sydney Airport a hotspot?" spiked to 850% in the past 24 hours. So people clearly trying to flee before the border banhammer was brought down yet again. People are jumping in cars this evening to try and make it across borders before the deadlines that are given. It is another brutal blow for the tourism industry. There were some fresh Tourism Australia figures that came out today, and it said the tourism industry had been smashed to the tune of about $80 billion in the last year. So $80 billion more broadly, but how many trips have you been forced to cancel due to COVID? 131 873. Are you getting your money back? Is it easier as we move through this pandemic to get those refunds, or is it just as hard as ever? Let me know. 131 873. Text me on 0460 873 873. And of course, this is all a major headache for the airlines themselves, with people barred from travelling in and out of Sydney effectively. There are cancelled flights upon cancelled flights. Even as we speak, this story is developing. John Sharp is the Deputy Chairman of Rex. He's also the former Federal Transport Minister. He joins me once again. John Sharp, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Brooke.
Well, Rex flies to these school holiday favourites like the Gold Coast and Ballina. How many flights have you had to cancel with the snap border decisions?
Well, we've had to cancel most of the flights, both regional flights from the regions around New South Wales into Sydney, and also between places like Melbourne and Sydney and Sydney and the Gold Coast and so forth, because people have been, in the last few hours, ringing in and cancelling their ticket and seeking a refund. And of course, when they cancel the flights, there's obviously not enough passengers to make the flight worthwhile. So we've been cancelling lots of flights. We're still operating flights, but we're still operating flights on all of our destinations, but we're having to reduce a lot of them because passengers are cancelling for the obvious reason that they can't travel, or if they do, they're going to be trapped for 2 weeks in quarantine.
Yeah, that's right. And so is it just a matter of cancelling, or are you also changing routes and expanding capacity where there's less restrictions? I don't know, do you put on extra Melbourne to Gold Coast flights or anything like that, or is it a matter of just cancellations?
Well, we've been putting on more Melbourne to Gold Coast flights because Melbourneites have, since the lockdown ended a few days ago, they've been looking to travel, and of course they can now travel from Melbourne to the Gold Coast. As of, I think, Friday of this week, the Queensland government's allowing Melbourne people into Queensland from Friday. And that means people go on their holidays from Melbourne. But if you're in New South Wales, you can't go to Queensland. You can't go to the Gold Coast or Cairns or anywhere else because the Queensland government is banning people from the greater Sydney region from 1 o'clock on 1 a.m. in the morning on Thursday, so tomorrow morning. So it's a complete roller coaster ride, Brooke. I mean, here we were, we had the shutdown in the lockdown in Victoria that went for a couple of weeks with some limited restrictions for another week. We just got over that, and I was looking at the booking figures only yesterday, and bookings were up everywhere. We thought, good, we're back to something you could describe as resembling normal. And then today, everything's gone the other way. People are busily cancelling, and we're cancelling flights as a consequence. It's a complete rollercoaster.
Yeah. I mean, who do you point the finger at? I mean, the vaccine rollout's been completely stuffed up. State premiers think about themselves. You're the one left losing millions with cancellations everywhere. Who do you point the finger at?
Well, it's hard to point the finger at anybody other than to say that we should have had a lot more people vaccinated by this time. State premiers are trigger happy when it comes to closing borders. I mean, West Australia is completely, and South Australia both shut the borders to New South Wales, effective immediately. I mean, and indeed, anybody who's a South Australian, for example, returning to South Australia, will have to go into quarantine for 2 weeks. So, I mean, these are very severe restrictions, and they're very quick to happen, and it doesn't take much for the state premiers to allow them to happen. I mean, they're very quick to shut borders or lock down. And it makes trying to run a tourism industry or run an airline a complete nightmare. I mean, I don't know how we're still waiting, for example. We're still waiting for official directions from each of these state governments to close borders. We're still, they announced that closures of the borders effective immediately, but we still have yet to get directions from them as to how, you know, people are allowed to return and under what conditions and what procedures are going to take place for them to return. We don't have any of those directions yet, and yet the closures are effective immediately, but we don't have any directions as to how it's supposed to all work yet. So it's very, very difficult for airlines to operate in these circumstances. Very difficult for people to plan their holidays, to plan their travel, because goodness knows what's going to happen. It happens so quickly. You literally are left stranded. And as a result, you know, I suppose you could blame premiers for closing the borders. You could blame the federal government for not getting people to take up the vaccinations as quickly as they ought to. But whoever you blame, the end result is we're left with this chaos.
Yeah, and you were actually on track to break even for the year before we had the Victoria lockdown. So that 2 weeks ended up changing your forecast to statutory loss before tax of $15 million. So you were going break even. You're now headed towards minus $15 million. School holiday travel from Australia's biggest cities now completely in a shambles. The loss is clearly going to blow out from here.
Oh, the losses will. And it's, you know, obviously Rex is affected, Qantas, Virgin. We're all affected, and of course Rex is probably affected less than Qantas and Virgin in real terms. But, you know, Rex has offered to give a full refund for any inability to take a ticket if it's caused by COVID. So we've been inundated in the last few weeks with thousands of people ringing our call centre, seeking a refund, and quite legitimately seeking a refund, and we're trying to process those refunds as quickly as we can. But we even put in, more lines into our call centre because the numbers of calls were at historic highs. We couldn't accommodate all the calls, and people are ringing the call centre and getting an engaged signal because all the lines are occupied. So we put in more lines, a lot more lines, and that hasn't solved the problem. So Rex is offering a full refund. We're unusual because the others aren't offering a full refund. They're offering credits or free booking of new flights, but we're offering a full refund. And
are you thinking of dumping the policy, given what's happened?
No, we're not. We think it's really important, Brooke, because one of the things we wanted to give people is confidence to book. And I think the best way to give people confidence to book is to say to them, look, if you can't take the trip because of a COVID-related reason, you get your money back. No arguments. And that gives people confidence to book and hopefully to travel. And so we're going to stick with that. But I have to say, we've been overwhelmed in the last few weeks with the Victorian lockdown, and now again today, overwhelmed again with people cancelling their flight for reasons related to COVID and legitimately seeking a refund. It's just, mate, we're putting on more people into the call centre. As I mentioned, we put in more lines so people can access the call centre, but it's still not enough.
Yeah, well, even when times are good, I know there's kind of a phrase that goes around, God, who'd want to run an airline? But I tell you what, in times like this, I'm glad it's you and not me. Hey, thank you so much, John Sharp. Great to chat with you. John Sharp is the Deputy Chairman of Rex Airlines. Good luck, and hopefully we can keep in touch. Thanks.
Thanks very much, Brooke.